Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim. The Klal Nun, Simen Mem. So Chayodim says like this: Shosu Yain v'Kazayis. Imkene Hu Sofik Im Yivorek Bracha Chrona Kim Shapachas Mervius. So there's a machlokes. What is the amount that a person needs to drink to be able to be chayiv in a Bracha Chrona of Alei Gefen? How much wine does he have to drink? Is it, so we assume the shear is a revius, that's the largest shear. And then for the person, a sofik, cannot make the brach of Alei Gefen unless he drinks a revius. However, there are other opinions in regards to the amount that a person needs to drink to be able to be chayiv in the brach of Alei Gefen. So there are three other opinions. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Yud brings an opinion which says that the shear is a kazayas. Kazayas is at most one third of a revius. If you understand that a kazayas is a half of a kebeya, revius is a kebeya and a half. Revius means, the word revius actually means a quarter, and it means a quarter of a lug, revius a lug. So we just refer to it as a revius, but the full phrase really is a revius of a lug. There are six eggs in a lug, and this is a quarter of a lug. So this is one fourth of a lug, so that's 1.5 eggs. Times four would be six. 1.5 times four is six. So a kazayas is a half of a kebeya. It's one third of a revius. There are two other opinions. One which says the shear is amali lugmav, which is a rive revius. One which says the shear is a kebeya, which is two thirds of a revius. So we have one third of a revius is a kazayas. We have malilugmav, which is 51% of a revius, is a rive revius. And we have the kebeya, which is two thirds of a revius. And then we have a revius. So a person drank a kazayas. So now he can't have bracha chrona misafik. Maybe he's chayiv in a bracha chrona. So what should he do? V'chein shosa yayin benistapik in birich bracha chrona vein lo yayin. He drank wine. He can't remember if he made a bracha chrona. And he has no more wine to drink. So he's in a situation where misafik, he can't make a bracha because we have a rule, safik brachos lahakol. So maybe there's some way that he could solve the problem. Well, he has an idea. He has some fruit there. He has no more wine, but he has some dates. He says, or he has some cake. He'll eat the cake and say an Allah Mechia, or say an Allah Eitz, and he'll mention the Allah Geffen in there as well. So he says, what do I lose? It's not a bracha levatola, because I have to say Allah Mechia anyway. And maybe I'm a chiv to say Allah Geffen, so I'll say Allah Geffen. So can you do that? You're adding something into the bracha chrona, which maybe is correct, and maybe is incorrect. Rishon, thank you for the wine that I'm not mechuyev to say bracha chrona for. That you can't say. So maybe that should be a problem of being you're adding. There's a hefsek in the bracha, or do we say arguably that the bracha is not a bracha levatol because he has to make a bracha anyway, and adding in this point. He did eat something of that sort, so possibly he's chayiv, and that's enough to allow him to add it in. So the chayyim says he could do that. Mutulo lecho kazayis medor shemvorchem aleim alamichya, v'yichlo b'soicha gam ken alagefen. So he's vade chayiv in alamichya. He's suffik chayiv in alagefen, and that's okay. Alva gav the chachilo haya oser lishto his davar shu mesupik im hoyayin b'kiyotzibay k'elichlo b'alamichya b'kiyotzibay. He's drinking something which he's not sure that the bracha is Brefer Goffin, and the bracha Achorin is Alei Gefen. He says, well, maybe I should avoid drinking it. I'm not sure what bracha Achorin is to say. No, I have an idea. I'll drink it, and I'll eat some mazonos, and I'll make it Alei Mirka, and I'll make it Alei Gefen. You're not allowed to do that L'chadchila. You cannot eat L'chadchila, drink that type of this wine, which is doubtful what its status is, relying on that you'll add in at the end into the Alei Mechia Misafik. That's the case if that person does that L'chadchila. L'chadchila, he goes eating it, relying on this plant. That he's not allowed to do. M'kabachim kimesh akor ochol eishosav humasubik ve'en lo'im me'yosav min l'sakin yochol l'chol misafik. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish, at the end of Reish Ches, And the last Sif in Reish Ches, Sif Yud Ches, says that the person should not do this. Lo yichlom al ha-safik shum tosefes b'birchas bein sholosh. You can't, in a situation of safik, add in extra words into the bracha of bein sholosh, even though you're not adding any shem ha-machos, you're not saying any names of Hashem l'batolo. But the Taz comes along and says that if that's all talking about the chadkila, you're not allowed to eat it relying on this plant. But in the case of Bidi Yavid, which he ate it already, it's better they should add it in than to end up with possibly no bracha achrona. So therefore, in this situation, yachol ichlo misafik. Once it's happened already, to leave him possibly with no bracha achrona is the greater of the evil of the two options. One is to add something into the bracha achrona which maybe doesn't belong there, since maybe he's not chayiv to say it, so there's extra words in his bracha. It's not a bracha levatolo, because he has to say the bracha anyway, but there's extra words in it, which would be a hafsik. Or not add it in and end up with no bracha achrona at all. So we say that he's allowed to add it in misafik, and that's better than ending up with no bracha achrona at all. Bez Hashem, I would like to go back and discuss, we haven't really clarified, we've been talking about everything, liquids and solids, etc. We need to clarify a little bit what determines whether something is a liquid or a solid. So in many cases, it's obvious, but something like ice cream, these type of things, which start out as a solid, and they're frozen and they start to melt, is that dealt with as a liquid or as a solid in regards to the Shir Bracha Chorna? So that's a point the Chayyad does not get involved in. I would like to add that, Bez Hashem, in the next Shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.